while maybe a factor, is not determinative of our decisions. At least that's the way I've read the case law. So, having said that, yes, we are inclined to allow the tax commission to make the decisions at this point, because, and not only that, it's not just here that I think the tax commission is looking at. I think they're looking at multiple counties with these same kind of issues, like the Ozarks area, other places right now. I think they have more than just your appeal on there, and I think they're trying to get something uniform across the state. I may be wrong on that, but I believe that's kind of where it's headed. So they're trying to treat you guys the same as they would treat whoever and has the utilities in other places. Is there any comments from the board at this point?
I agree, concur. It's a complex issue. It's way above my head as a citizen on a BOE board to make a decision. So
I agree.
Okay. Matt, having said that, do you want to say anything else?
Yeah, if I could, I appreciate the board. I mean, I do this a lot. I understand that some properties are complex and difficult to deal with. So I totally understand that. But I just wanted to respond, Mr. Akers, to a couple of your comments, just to think about, because I mean, the State Tax Commission doesn't move very fast.
And no, they don't.
There's a good chance that we'll be back in front of you a year from now when it comes time for reassessment, where the board will be in probably a better position to potentially do something. So maybe this is more geared towards your thought process as you move into the next reassessment
year.
Sure,
sure.
Just quickly responding to a couple of your comments, Mr. Akers. Your first comment was that while the property may not be valuable to someone else, it's invaluable to Empire. And I would just point out at least my view of the case law and the law of how true value in money is determined, which is the constitutional requirement. There's a concept in appraisal practice, and it's in Missouri, and it's reinforced by Supreme Court cases, that says that true value in money is viewed in terms of value in exchange, not in terms of value in use. And so what does that mean? Well, what it means is that it is improper to value property based on its value to the owner in the context of the operation of a business. That's improper. And the reason why that is because that's subjective, and you're valuing the business, not the property itself. And so the concept of true value in money is what would it sell for in an arm's length transaction to a willing buyer between a willing buyer and a willing seller. And that concept is value in exchange. And so the point is what would the next person buy it for? That's what we're trying to get to. That's its market value. Not value to Empire, but value in the market. And so with those facts in mind, the idea that this property should be worth, you know, $1 billion because it's worth a lot to Liberty is just not supportable. So I respectfully disagree with the conclusion that you made on that point.
I understand, but I guess I'm looking at it is what would another utility buyer pay for it? I mean, that's what I was looking at. I'm not trying to. I get this. This is what lawyers do best.
Fair enough. So that's my response to that point. Mm-hmm. And on the response to the comment on the zoning. You're right. Zoning is not conclusive. I agree with that, and the statute says that. But the statute lists out seven different factors that are to be looked at and weighed to determine how to. And again, we're talking about the classification issue now.
Sure.
How to classify property, I've got the statute here. It's 137.016, and the things to look at are the immediate prior use, if any, of such property. Well, we don't really have that here because none of these parcels are being used. They're just there. The location of the property, zoning classification, which I mentioned, other legal restrictions on the use of the property, which we addressed last time, that FERC order limits the use of that property. That property can't be used for, you know, commercial development or anything like that under the FERC order. Another factor is availability of water, electricity, gas, sewer, street lighting, and other public services. Most of these parcels have no access whatsoever, no electricity, no nothing. So they're not immediately available for commercial use. The size of the property and access of such property to public thoroughfare. And really what the statute is trying to figure out and helping taxpayers and assessors to guide them in the analysis is what is the immediate most suitable economic use of the property. And so that's where we come to the conclusion that all of these parcels, because they're zoned agricultural, some of them are actually have agricultural activities happening on them. They're certainly not commercial. So that's on the classification issue. Again, I just pointing that out, I realize that's something we'll duke out at the State Tax Commission.
Okay. No, again, you've done a great job representing your client. So with respect, yes, ma'am.
Okay. I know we're not going to solve this today, but if you already have your land study values, we could start working on 25.
Okay.
If they would work with us on this, it would be helpful.
I'm sorry. I'm not really hearing you, Susan. I apologize.
Okay. I said that if you guys are ready with your land studies, and because we will be revaluing for 25, and if you're seeing problems, and of course you don't want to have this coming up every time, it would be good to work with us, please, for 2025 if you have information that would be helpful to the assessor office.
All right. As far as the
yeah.
rest, okay. Anyway, I assume you got that, so.
Yeah.
Why don't we?
Yeah, Ms. Chapman, we're happy to talk. I mean, we're having an appraisal done, and obviously we'll share that with you when it's done. And that can not only be helpful for you for 25, but also to potentially resolve, you know, the 23 and now 24 appeals.
Matt, for purposes of the motion, rather than go in here and list each parcel number, I'm just going to give a generalized statement. I think it'll be sufficient for purposes of any kind of appeal. But if you need me to clarify more, I certainly can. But I'm going to go ahead and make the motion as to the Empire District Electric properties that are before the BOE this 2024 year that we deny the change in valuation or classification. I think those were the only two things appealed. I don't think there was any other basis, was there?
I think we might have had a discrimination claim. Let me get my appeal form.
If there was, I'll just go ahead and add discrimination to my motion. But as to BOE number 39 up through BOE 178, is that correct?
Yes,
178. The motion would be to deny a change in the valuation or the discrimination claim or the classification claims. There may be some numbers in there that are missing as far as being consecutive, but there is no other properties that are not owned by Empire District Electric in that number range that I've just discussed.
And I will list all of them in the minutes.
All properties will be listed in the minutes and the decision that is made. Okay, I've made a motion.
Second.
I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion to deny passes. Okay, Matt, you'll obviously get the decision. If there's something that we need to clarify, we'll try to do that, but we have to do that probably I don't think there's anything else we can really say. Anyway, you'll get the copy of the decision from the clerk, and we appreciate your time. Thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate the board's consideration. Thank you very much. And again, apologize that I couldn't be there to see you all in person, but the road wasn't
great. That's fine. Your client is here. Do you need to say anything to your client before we leave?
No, I don't think so. Amy, I'll, you can just give me a call whenever okay. you head out.
Okay.
Thank you for coming, Amy.
Thanks.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, I was already here when you called.
Right,
thanks,
Matt. So I left early because it was flash flood in Joplin, so I was afraid I wouldn't get here. And so I left early.
Oh, what's your heart?
No, we appreciate you coming. We wish we could do more, but
yeah,
it's beyond us.
Especially with utilities, everything about utilities is complicated.
So it's true.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Sure.
Appreciate you guys' time.
All right, no problem.
Sorry, I was a little bit late. I was out down at the diner.
No, you're actually, you're
right
early
on time.
For us.
Yeah.
You're, you're early. You get in here. We appreciate that. All right.
Thank you.
Is that all
you need from me, Betty?
All right.
I'll email that to you. Okay.
Okay, we
sounds
got,
great. Thank you, guys.
We've got Life's Journey coming back here at 1, so we'll just have to take them up then. Bloom Church is also, that's Tim Davis at 1. And then we got more Life's Journey. And then we got down to Summer Bay, and I want to call Donovan Dobbs and see if I can get.
Well, and we have the Stallman before Summer Bay.
Oh, Stallman, yes. Okay, and that was an in-person on the basketball stadium, mm-hmm. and we've got a value that's already been adjusted for 25, and we... Okay. Are we inclined to do that value from the 175 to the 56?
Well, we need to see if he's got anything else that he's
okay.
asked
yeah.
for.
That's fine.
You can call him.
Yep.
Can you pull that out so
what
we can see?
What did he ask for the value to be? I don't know.
That's number 38. On the docket.
Hello, Dave Stallman.
Hey, Dave. This is David Akers with the Taney County BOE. We know you're on the docket this afternoon for an in-person hearing at 1:30, but we actually have kind of cleared our docket this morning, and we were calling you because in briefly discussing this, we thought that there we might be able to get this one resolved without you having to come over. Do you have just a second? I mean, you can still come over at 1:30, but if you have just a second, I was going to talk to you about this.
Hey, let's talk. Okay. That would be tremendous.
Okay, great. All right. You've got a valuation that was at 176,150. However, the assessor has already looked at this for 25, and what value did you have, did you come up with on that?
It's on your paper there. It's the number that's showing on your paper.
Yes.
The one? Well.
Yeah, this is the number.
Okay, I thought that that was the.
No, what's in here is 390,000.
Okay, so it would go from 176 to 56, basically. That's what I'm saying. I don't know.
It's going from 390-something to 176,
yeah. Let me pull it up
and
so
your
you can
assessed
see.
Would go down to 56.
Okay, so it's going down to 176?
Right. Mm.
Yeah.
Okay, hey, well, so that's what it shows on mine. I didn't see the
so
three.
So online, this is what it's showing for the appraised and the assessed.
Okay. It looks like that the assessor has already looked at it for next year. She couldn't do it this year. So, but we can do something, and she's got it knocked down to 176,150. Is that something more in line with what you were looking at, Dave?
Yeah, how much taxes would be on that?
He can find out what his assessed value would be.
Hey,
we can give that to him and look up the levy.
I had to pay $21,000 for a building that was appraised at $1.2 million that I paid $175,000 for.
Right.
And I have no clue how we could appraise that piece of property for that much.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, and the assessors are. So you paid $175,000?
And we're showing $176,150.
Yes, sir.
And how did you. Was that a. You bought it from who, or did you get it at a tax sale?
I bought it from